Johnson County's vaccine clinics tend to pick up during the summer, especially in August when families come in for required shots before school starts. But the clinic here on 119th Street's already been busy. Samara Sorrell, a nurse with the department, says two Thursdays ago was a big day here.
We saw 103 people and gave over 150 shots.
How many nurses and how many people are there here to do that?
Two of us. That's it. Yep, a busy day.
Sorrell says this surge is partly because there's an outbreak of whooping cough in the county, and the health department's advising anyone that has close contact with infants, like new moms, siblings, daycare providers, to get a booster shot for the disease. Nancy Taus, a disease specialist with the county, says she and others are investigating more than 130 reports of whooping cough at this point.
With that many cases come in all at once and continually, then you know something else other than just the norm is happening.
Taus says at first, the cases were concentrated in the southern part of the county.
The ages that we saw at the beginning were 5th grade and 6th grade. Those were the greatest number of cases. And then they started expanding into maybe from 5th grade into the 8th grade.
She got in touch with school nurses, who then identified students that had been in the same room for more than an hour with anyone diagnosed with the disease. The schools then looked up who among those students wasn't already vaccinated for the disease, either for religious or medical reasons.
And those students would need to either be excluded for 21 days or they would need to choose to have a vaccine within 24 hours, and then you could return to school.
Students that had close contact with someone with whooping cough also got antibiotics to prevent symptoms from developing. Taus says the disease is pretty contagious. The most common symptom? A cough.
Especially a younger person, you cough and cough usually for a period of 2 weeks.
Some infants might just seem lethargic.
But usually, and then maybe an older infant or, a toddler, they cough and cough so hard that they have projectile vomiting. But that is the main thing, is this cough that just lasts and lasts and lasts. Even after someone's been treated, they can cough for another month or 5 weeks afterward. They're not infectious if they've been treated, but they continue to have this persistent cough for weeks.
Whooping cough, also known as pertussis, used to be a leading cause of illness and death among children. That's until a vaccine came out for it in the late 40s. Schools now require the vaccine, but the effectiveness can wane over time. So there's also now a booster shot for older kids and adults. Nowadays, Kansas typically experiences a few whooping cough outbreaks a year, identifying anywhere from 50 to 75 cases of the disease.
It'll go in cycles, pertussis, and there's usually always pertussis out there. So,
but are there always kind of outbreaks like this?
No, not this large. I mean, again, you have cycles where you have large numbers. This is the largest numbers we've had in a while.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it could be a number of reasons. It could be just vaccine issues. Maybe, people aren't immunized. You hit the ones at risk where it's not. It could be circumstances that just hit just right. You've got people that are in confined quarters for a while. It just depends. There's so many things that could cause this.
Nationwide, whooping cough has been creeping back over the last few decades. It was a big problem in California in 2010. Washington State recently declared an epidemic, with nearly 1,500 cases so far this year. Taus and others are hopeful that won't happen in Kansas. One factor working in their favor? Summer break.
We're hoping that with the schools getting out, that will decrease some of that close contact with groups of people. Again, you're going to see probably more cases still coming in because of the exposure time, from the time you've been exposed to the time you're actually having symptoms. Another wave of that for another 2 to 3 weeks, but hopefully then it will be decreased.
And hopefully, she says, doctor's offices and the vaccine clinic here will see more families coming in for booster shots and the other required vaccines for the coming school year. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.